Contrary to Mr. Spiller's inaccurate and untruthful statements, I did not bash Mr. James. I respectfully presented facts supported directly by data from Statistics Canada regarding Canada's fraudulent equalization program. I would hope that the Cochrane Eagle would include the attached illustrations to show that I am not the ignorant individual Spiller disrespectfully called me. As for the references that Spiller makes about pensions, healthcare, and old age security, of course it is paid from federal finances, so we're only getting some of our own tax dollars returned because this comes directly from Alberta through the tax theft perpetrated by equalization. It is also used to make some of the same payments to members of other provinces, particularly Quebec, if Spiller would care to review the Statistics Canada data. Mr. Spiller is correct about one thing. Kenny wasted $1.3 billion on subsidizing Keystone XL, as well as a costly referendum on equalization itself, both of which were fruitless. Kenny did not lie about foreign interference attacking Alberta's energy industries. It has been proven by independent researchers that both the Tides and Rockefeller Foundations, among others, paid millions to environmentalists to interfere and disrupt the oil industry, ironically, from which the theft of Alberta riches are taken for the equalization payments that Spiller apparently supports. It is ironic that this interference was also supported by the Suzuki Foundation that receives funding from Canada's own National Research Council, a treasonous activity. L. Lunar.